Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We got 3 minutes. What do you guys want to talk about?
Middle names.
I actually, instead of middle, well, we got tickled. Jen and I got tickled because instead of middle names, we were talking about people who had unfortunate names
really
in school.
Unfortunate.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've got a slew of these, the side bottom twins.
Well, more of insinuating names. Like, you want to share? Can we talk about this?
I don't know if I can.
If you spell the last name and tell us what the first name was.
Jen's freaked out by the whole FCC thing. So.
Yes, okay. I know. Yeah. The memo's sitting in front of me.
She always called herself the third regular guy.
Okay, the girl's last name is D-I-X, and first name Sharon.
That's going to hurt.
That's an unfortunate name.
That's going to hurt for a long,
that's really
long,
sad.
Especially when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Sharon. I mean,
they don't have to be offensive names like that, too. Like, who did you say? Snodgrass or something?
Yes, I had, I think it was high school or no. No, girl in, who pledged my sorority, like 2 years behind me. Hope Snodgrass.
And you're, I want to go pee in a pot or whatever?
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot.
What?
Cherry Ounce
Lois
of Pea Pot. Cherry
Ounce What's of her first
pot?
Name?
Lois.
And that whole thing is the last name.
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot. Lois, why don't you call? She lives here in Atlanta now,
Lois,
right?
I'm sorry.
And I talked to her about her one time on the air, and she called and emailed, and now whenever her name comes up, she won't call anymore.
Because, I mean, the origination of names is usually, used to be, I think, to identify what you, like you did for a living, or, you know, I mean, there's some history to each name, and I just wonder what...
Cherry Ounce of Pea Pot?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was she's either Vietnamese or Thai or something like that. But it had like 932 letters in the last name, man.
Wonder what it means.
My husband's parents are Lois and Clark.
No, they're not.
They are. Yeah.
Oh, that is so Hobbyville.
That is
so freaking Hobbyville.
It's not the hobby side of the family.
But it's your in-laws.
Yeah, my in-laws.
Hobby's in-laws are Lois and Clark.
And Jen's parents named are Ward and June.
I think we can do this because it's a last name. Hey, Corey.
If it sounds risky, just have him spell it.
Go ahead. Spell the name we're talking about.
The name is Schittler.
Schittler.
Oh,
that's,
no.
The kid never got over 5 feet, and he just got hurt all around.
If I was the dad, I probably would have gone and changed it to just the L's, Schiller. You know?
Yeah, and you know what?
You got to run some of these names through Ellis Island.
That's going to be tough for him to propose, too. Will you marry me? Yes, only if I don't have to take your last name.
Wait, how about you take my name?
I wonder if there are women out there that have either not married a guy or had that big debate on the fact that she will not take his name, not for independent reasons, because his name was so bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Hey, Jenny. Hey, Jenny?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What's going on?
Not much. Just left my book bag at a home, and I wanted to tell you guys that my grandma went to school with a woman named Ophelia Rass.
Ophelia.
It doesn't sound very funny, but then when you think about it, it's
always funny.
Ophelia. I will keep that with me all day today.
I know.
Thank you for that. I'm a damn sixth grader.
Yeah, go find your book bag. I don't know. Yeah.
There was, when I lived in Boston, a friend of a friend's name was first name, Asian gentleman, first name was Fat, P-H-A-T.
Uh-huh.
Last name Ho, H-O, Fat Ho. That's the guy's name.
Not as good as Ophelia Ass. Good morning, all the Hitsky 100.
What is this?
Hey, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, okay. I used to work with a guy named Richard Seaman, but he wouldn't let people call him Richard. He said his name was Dick.
Oh,
so he went
man.
By Dick Seaman.
That is wrong.
Whoa.
That's scarring.
Do you think this can't be? This is a local number.
Thank you, Tina.
I remember hearing a story about a baby. A baby being named because the woman really liked the color of paint that was in her hospital room. So she named her little baby Rose Enamel, which was Rose Enamel.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. That's urban legend.
Whatever.
That's urban legend. Good morning, all the Hits Q100.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Now, you are going to, I see the name that you are going to tell us about. You are going to have to spell this one.
Okay, it's spelled P-H-U-C.
Okay.
And his last name is Me, M-E.
No way.
Now, you know this person, or is this urban legend?
He's a student in my classroom.
Oh, you are kidding.
No.
That is so incredibly wrong.
Like, what do you call him when you have to call him in class?
Be careful.
We call him
Fook.
Fook. Fook. Okay.
I'm looking at, there's a website.
Fook me, I'd like to introduce you to my best friend, Feel Your Ass.
Here's a website that I found that has some...
The Fook Ass Kids.
Here's a website I found.
I'm so sorry. Found
appropriately named. I'll give you the last name and then the first name, and then Bert, you recite them in the proper order.
Okay. What was that again?
Last name. I'm going to give you these names. Last name first. These are actual scans of telephone listings.
So okay.
These are legitimately, and this is on a website, so it's legit because it's on the internet. Bert, the last name is Long. First name is Harden.
And you want me to do with that? What with that?
Say it. How?
Harden Long.
That's the guy's name.
You're 12. We're 12.
I know. It feels good.
Is that one any better than Bolivar Shag Nasty? Or Constant Farter? F-A-R-D-E-R?
No,
it's right there. Jen?
No.
Constance
Farter.
Hey, Jen, you're on all the hits
Q100. Hey, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I swear to God, this is true. And I'm just going to spell it. But I went to high school with a girl, and her last name was T-A-N-G. She was Asian. And her first name was P-U-H.
Putang.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, the poor girl didn't understand it. It was so sad. And people used to make fun of her all the time.
Poor little Putang. Oh, it's a sad Putang story.
See y'all later. Have a
Thank
good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here is,
I hate sad stories about Putang.
This is just a funny name. It doesn't come off to be anything, but it's Nimrod and Amanda Funk.
Who's going to name their child Nimrod?
I don't know. It's right there.
There's a high school mascot that's the Nimrods.
Yeah, they're an ESPN commercial.
Yeah, all the time.
Who would root for the Nimrods?
Hey, Brandon, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I had a friend of mine. Her name was April Butt, and she was dating a friend of mine named Spanky. Had she taken... He taking her name,
Spanky
it would have been
Butts.
Spanky Butt.
Spanky Butt.
Spanky Butt.
But the bad part is she left him and went and dated a guy named Scooter, so he'd have been Scooter Butt.
Scooter Butt. That's my new on-air name.
Here's the last name, Bert. H-O-A-R-E.
H-O-A. Okay.
First name is Anita.
Anita Horde.
Oh, see.
It's in the phone book.
I don't believe it.
It's in the phone book.
I don't believe it.
They have telephone numbers. There's a place. There's an Atlanta number. The Atlanta Wee Wee Inspector. I kid you not. It's highlighted.
That looks pretty funny.
The Atlanta Wee Wee Inspector.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Go ahead, add to the pot.
I know a family in Macon. The dad's name is Ben Dover. The mom's name is Eileen Dover. And they even went as far as naming their kid after the dad, and his name is Ben Dover Jr.
That's so... Oh. I mean, you should be able to call defects on a family like that. Uh-huh. All right, last one here, and then we're all going on our field trip because we're all in the sixth grade. Hey, good morning. Oh, hold on one sec. Yeah, that's the one. What's going on, Julie? You got to be really, really, really careful with this. Go ahead and
spell it.
You got to spell it.
Hey, Melissa, this is Julie from Dallas. This is a Piedmont.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I have a friend that's a teacher in Clayton County, and she had a little kid, and his name, last name was spelled S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D. But they called him
Shaseed. You'd have to.
Yeah. Shaseed. That was always a good one.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh.
Shaseed in the morning.
With sidekicks Putang, Ophelia S, and Bend Over.
And Fat Ho.
All right, we did it. We killed 3 minutes successfully in an entertaining 3 minutes.
The website, by the way, is funnyname.com if you want
to... Entertaining to who, by the way?
Yeah, right.
Us. To us?
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.